This is Passport to Texas. Unregulated hunting and loss of habitat nearly caused turkeys to disappear from Texas. Jason Harden, turkey program leader at Parks and Wildlife, says thanks to hunter and landowner support, bag limits, and restocking programs, they're making a comeback.
In Texas, we've been working hard since the 1930s and 40s to put turkeys back on the landscape in Texas. Been tremendously successful with the Rio Grande, with 500,000 to 600,000 birds in the state today. But for the eastern subspecies, we haven't been as successful.
Nevertheless, Parks and Wildlife and its partners continued eastern turkey restoration efforts in the state.
In 1979, we brought our first eastern wild turkeys over from Louisiana, put them in Tyler County. They did pretty good. In 1987, working with the National Wild Turkey Federation and our Making Tracks program, we started working with lots of states and bringing turkeys into East Texas using what we referred to at the time as a block stocking approach.
That involved releasing 15 to 20 birds at 5 to 10 locations in a county. They'd work in a county for 2 years and then move to the next.
During the latter part of that block stocking era, mid-90s, Dr. Roel Lopez was doing some research, and he found that we were doing two things that he thought we could improve on. We could put larger numbers of birds on the ground, increase that up to 70 or 80. He referred to it as super stocking.
And the second area for improvement was habitat. More on that tomorrow. The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.